Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, Dr. Carl Baugh will share how you and I can share the gospel with the people of the South Pacific. Now, you know about Black Friday, right? You've heard of Cyber Monday, but have you heard of Giving Tuesday? It's a global day of giving, and it's a great opportunity to make an eternal difference in our world by donating to the ministries you care about. Giving Tuesday is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, so this year it's December 2nd. Would you consider financially partnering with us on a monthly basis to continue God's work here at Watchmen on the Wall and Southwest Radio Ministries? Learn more at swrc.com and be ready for Giving Tuesday on December 2nd. There's a unique mission opportunity that's taking place right now, and you're probably not aware of it. Dr. Carl Baugh is here today to share the details of how you and I can have an eternal impact in the South Pacific.
Whenever I think of museums, petrodactyls, a human footprint and a dinosaur print, I think of Glen Rose, Texas, and the wonderful creation museum that has become such a wonderful testimony to special creation. The founder is a dear friend, Dr. Carl Baugh, and he is on the line with me. Good morning, Dr. Baugh.
Good morning, Dr. Larry. It's always a pleasure to be on Southwest Radio Ministry broadcast.
Well, you know, I'm looking at your website, the Creation Evidence Museum of Texas. You have a lot of things there that have been added, and I understand spring break week was fantastic. What happened down there?
We have two new labs, a new children's lab and a technical lab, and apparently that has generated a lot of family attention. And we're doing research with our dinosaur bones, and you can stand in the gallery or sit in the gallery, look through the large plate glass windows and watch our techs working on dinosaur bones, sectioning dinosaur bones. We were rather astounded at the crowds. Now, spring break has always been a good week for us, but this year we had a 45% increase. We ended up at the end of a spring break week with 1,625 visitors through our doors that one single week. And every one of them received the evidence for creation displays. It takes about 2 hours to go through all the displays. The displays, the explanations, and the video documentation of our excavations and the creation model. So every one of these visitors left with an impression and hopefully a conviction that God created the universe, the world, and us as well.
Amen. Well, I noticed that you have a monthly director's lecture series, the April topic, Radio Halos and Granite, Instant Creation. And let's see, it's on the first Saturday of every month. What are radio halos?
All right. Radio halos are tiny little rings left by the decay of radioactive materials in granite.
Wow.
And we have in our lab specimens or samples of the granite, and we also have some of the slides prepared years ago showing that many of these rings, these tiny little rings left by the decay of radioactive material, many of these rings show a rapid, even an instantaneous creation.
Mm.
Polonium-214 half-life is 0.000164 seconds. So the whole implication is, as fast as the Creator said, let the dry land appear, the granite of the dry land appeared just like that.
Mm.
And there's scientific evidence supporting that. Now, not only will I be speaking on that topic, but I'm bringing in Carl Kirby, one of creation's very finest dynamic speakers,
right,
to speak on debunking the theory of the evolution of man. So at Director's Lecture, the first Saturday of every month, it is a power-packed session running for almost 30 years, the first Saturday of every month.
Now, give us your website so our listeners can go and get more specific information.
All right. It is creationevidence.org.
Hmm.
If they'll simply log on to creationevidence.org, they can actually, from the homepage, take a virtual tour of the museum. They can catch up on current activities.
Right.
And there are many articles they can download supporting special scientific and special biblical creation.
Well, you know, Dr. Baugh, as I look at what's happening in our country today, it's unbelievable. I think one of the root causes is that we have ignored Genesis 1, 2, and 3. And I think the idea of evolution is so destructive to boys and girls, to teachers, to parents. It produces hopelessness. You know, if you tell people they come from animals, guess what? They're going to behave like animals. And I think that's what we're seeing today.
I think you're exactly right. We need to put an exclamation point after what you have said just now. You see, not only the public school system and much of the private school system is based on evolutionary theory and Darwinism, but the pulpits are silent. The pulpits in general have compromised the literal statements of Genesis chapter 1. And in so doing, Dr. Larry, I don't think pastors understand how serious this is. When we compromise Genesis chapter 1 and special creation, we compromise the statement of the Lord Jesus. And Jesus Christ made it clear that in 6 days God made heaven and earth, and he referred to creation as being literal, to the flood as being literal.
Right.
And if we compromise the ability of the Lord Jesus to know everything, then we have compromised his deity. When we compromise his deity, we're in serious trouble. And not only compromising his deity, compromising his total impeccability, that is, the fact that you can't find a single flaw in him. He had to be the spotless Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world.
Amen.
And if he was not right on creation, if he was mistaken about that, then he was not the spotless Lamb. We're yet in our sins, and we're of all men most miserable. I hope some pastor is listening now who has compromised on the doctrine and the preaching and the commitment of specific, literal, recent creation. And I hope that pastor will repent, number one, and then will learn that there are resources like the Institute for Creation Research, like Answers in Genesis, and like the Creation Evidence Museum.
Right.
There are institutions that have evidence that will support, scientifically support, the biblical basis for creation.
Well, amen to that. I think, you know, I can understand the world going astray, but the church is supposed to hold the line. The church is supposed to be the conscience of the nation. And if we lose our conscience, we are, as you put it, of all men, most miserable. Sad, sad. When I look at young people, they're hopeless. And I can understand why. Because their parents are not raising them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And that is a disaster.
You know, when you and I went to school, that's been a few decades ago.
Right.
Well, I'm still going to school, you know.
Amen.
I try to keep learning something every day of my life. But when you and I were in grammar school, Dr. Larry, remember we would have programs at Christmas, programs honoring the birth of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
In public school system, I memorized Luke chapter 2, the story of the birth of Christ, in public school, not in Sunday school, in public school. And that's what we grew up with, and that was the shadow of hope that we had. And of course, that would drive us to our church, and that would encourage our pastor and participation. But that's not the case any longer. This is the generation of diminishing returns.
Yes.
Many in the audience, and you, of course, as a pastor, have spoken on this many times, that when Jesus gave the parable of 100-fold, and then 60-fold, and then 30-fold, that's the parable of diminishing returns, and we are in that generation. That means that your voice at Southwest Radio Ministry, and whatever voice I might have, need to be accentuated, need to be deliberate.
Yes.
We need to take advantage of every moment to give hope to this generation, and that hope is found in Jesus Christ.
Amen. In fact, I am holding a book right now, Pearls in Paradise, and I'm reminded of the fact that the gospel came to the beautiful islands of the South Pacific. Cannibalism was a way of life. Here is a book that speaks about God's wonderful creation, and there are many God-honoring stories that come from the missionaries who paid a heavy price. Some lost their health, others lost their lives. So, Dr. Ball, tell us about Pearls in Paradise. There's a tremendous story behind that, and I've heard you tell it before, but it's always fresh and new to my ears.
All right. I am very pleased to tell the story of Pearls in Paradise. My close friends, Julie Von Vett and Bruce Malone, wrote the contents of this book. I had the privilege of selecting the contents of this book. It's over 400 pages. It's beautiful. It is hardbound. It is the very finest paper available, the finest hardbound cover available. It is a coffee table edition in the United States. And the nations of the South Pacific, in their public school systems, are permitting us to distribute this at our cost. What is this book, Pearls in Paradise? These, every single page is a separate creation lesson. Every one is a dynamic lesson that should be read in families, in homes, in schools. In fact, for homeschoolers and Christian school projects, this is over 366 every day of the year, including leap year, 366 actual research projects, and each page describes that. For instance, for January the 7th, it's a lesson on biology. I'll read it very quickly.
Yes.
Have you heard of buzz pollination? About 8% of flowering plants have their pollen so tightly locked away that most pollinating insects cannot reach it. With these flowers, only a loud sound of a certain frequency will release a shower of pollen.
Mm.
The Virginia Meadow Beauty is one of these flowers. It will not release its pollen until buzzed by a bumblebee. A honeybee can crawl around the flower all day and never get any pollen. Only the correct buzzing sound releases the pollen. In America, bumblebees are required for proper tomato pollination that we all eat and enjoy. These bumblebees make a buzzing sound at exactly middle C, 361.63 hertz.
Mm.
No other frequency causes the pollen to be released from the tomato flower. Honeybees work in silence, therefore no pollen is released for them. Dr. Sarah Smith Greenleaf demonstrated this process using a tuning fork. When she struck a middle C and placed the tuning fork near the tomato flower, a cloud of yellow pollen appeared. Only bumblebees buzz at the correct frequency to unlock the pollen. The last paragraph on this page, how did buzz pollination come about? What advantage was this for the flower to lock pollen for a pollinator? Why would the bumblebee develop the right frequency to unlock the pollen when it could get pollen from other plants that do not require buzz unlocking? We are observing design in process, and God is that designer. And at the bottom of the page, at each page, there's a scripture, John 1:3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Dr. Larry, this book is filled on every page.
Yes.
With lessons in science, in astronomy, in biology, in geology, in chemistry. And they are understandable. They're synopses. They're understandable by any average reader. So this is a book that every home needs.
Yes.
It's a book that every school needs, every pastor needs, every Sunday school teacher needs. And by the way, there's a little hidden benefit. We are able to put the gospel message, the plan of salvation, in the front of this book. It's printed in the book.
Yes.
And let me encourage some of your listeners. Maybe there's an aunt, or maybe there's a cynical cousin who's in science and he just won't read the Bible. Get a copy of this book for him. Give it to him. It'll be worth every cent of investment. And as he reads the daily devotions, which are science lessons documented at the back of the book with all the technical references, somehow the Holy Spirit will lead him to flip to the front cover where the plan of salvation is revealed. And it could be that you'll be an evangelist just by giving this book to a friend who's interested in science and won't open the Bible. Now, I could read six or eight other dramatic pages from this wonderful book, but it's enough simply to say that as your listeners purchase this book, it permits us to distribute at our cost, no cost to the student, no cost to the schools, no cost for transportation. It permits us to distribute these to students in the South Pacific where the public school systems will permit them to be distributed. Wow. I think it is an awesome, awesome project.
Well, friends, this is a great volume for just about anyone, like Dr. Baugh has been telling you. You can do your daily devotions around some item of creation every day of the year. There's a scripture. It has beautiful color plates. It's beautifully bound. Our toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144. The book is titled Pearls in Paradise. You know, Dr. Baugh, I'm looking at the plan of salvation. It says God's only plan for our salvation. A lot of people think there are many, many different ways to God. Because they believe that, they never find the one true way. And I know it's very offensive to people, but Jesus did say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And I think if you can get past Genesis 1:1 and John 14:6 and a few other verses, you've come a long way. And what I love about this book is that you can be a scientist. You can believe in true science and still love the Bible and love the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to commit intellectual suicide to become a Christian. In fact, if you really want to expand your thinking and enjoy life and have eternal salvation, Jesus Christ is the way to go. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Bible says, and thou shalt be saved.
I would add a hearty amen to everything you've said about the book and about the only way of salvation, who is Jesus Christ. Many doors are open because it's who you know that gets through them. And actually, the door of heaven is open by who you know. We have to personally know Jesus Christ is our Savior. And he's available, and he died for the sins of the entire world. Christ is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. I'm sure that at this very moment, for many listeners to the broadcast, the Holy Spirit is at this moment convicting individuals that they could receive Jesus Christ as we speak. You know, we don't have to wait till invitation time,
right,
or public prayer time to simply in our hearts say, God, I know I'm a sinner. I know that you're the creator of the universe. You did it through your son, and you paid for my sins by offering your son at Calvary. And right now, I open my heart to Jesus Christ. I trust him as my Savior right now. And if we do that, that very moment, Jesus Christ comes in to live. You know, you started the broadcast today by mentioning the trouble in the world.
Yes.
And it is a world without peace. It's a world of terrorism. It's a world living and breathing, advancing terrorism. And yet Jesus said, my peace I give you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto thee. The peace that Jesus gives is astounding in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of universal anarchy. When Christ lives within us, there is a sense that all is still well. God is still in control.
Yes.
And ultimately, Jesus Christ will rule and reign.
Indeed, God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things, as we've been saying for 90 years. It's just a great blessing. Now, what about the schools on the islands? I mean, the kids must be doing very well if they're learning the scripture and studying things that we're talking about. That must be wonderful.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned that. We've been distributing these books with the permission of the Departments of Education for a number of years, and with the encouragement of the Departments of Education. And some of the principals of the school have come to us stating that the year before these books were distributed for the students to read, they started the DEAR program. When the bell rings for 15 minutes, you drop everything and read, D-E-A-R. Well, what do they read? The newspaper? or whatever. Now they're reading this book. And this is a book of science written in proper English. Now, the scores in the preceding semesters in science were in their 40s. Now they're averaging in their 90s.
Wow.
The same with English, because the stories are so intriguing. The students are filling in the gap and learning English better than they've been taught in the school itself. And they're learning science because, as you've already indicated, every page is full color. And the projects, each page devotion is a synopsis that you don't have to spend hours to read. You can read it in a matter of minutes. And it's so intriguing that the difference is made not only in their grades, but now they want to go back to their Bible. And they want to start reading the Word of God. And many of them read the frontispiece, the first few pages, and trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. So, Dr. Larry, I want to encourage every family that's listening to get one of these books, because not only will it benefit the family there, as we distribute these in the South Pacific, it will, each day that you're reading this devotion, some student in the South Pacific is reading that same devotion on that same day. So that will encourage our listeners to pray for those students.
Amen. Well, friends, our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144. The title of the book, Pearls in Paradise. Dr. Baugh, thank you so much for being our guest.
Always a pleasure, and God bless you with this ministry.
For centuries, the South Pacific has been known as paradise. But its greatest treasure are not in the breathtaking scenery, it's in its people. Early Christian missionaries in the South Pacific paid a heavy price. But in the end, the message of biblical creation and the risen Christ was received, and paradise knew peace. Now, a new generation is ready for a personal relationship with its Creator and Redeemer. Pearls in Paradise is a unique book of science and scripture. It offers a devotional of daily reflection for every day of the year. The Fiji government has agreed to allow 200,000 of these books to be distributed in their schools. For a minimum $55 contribution, you'll receive a copy of the book and included DVD and a tax-deductible receipt for the entire contribution. In turn, 10, did you hear that? 10 copies of the book will be distributed free of charge to students and teachers in the South Pacific. Call today and be a part of Pearls in Paradise. 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. 10 books will go out to the community, to the teachers, to the students there in the South Pacific for each copy of Pearls in Paradise that you order right now. Know that your impact, it'll be eternal. Pearls in Paradise. 1-800-652-1144.
Dear friends, I want to wish you and yours a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving Day. I want to share with you some of the ways that the Lord's Supper can teach us lessons about Thanksgiving. And I also want to share some practical tips with you in helping you to understand how to celebrate Thanksgiving and why thankfulness can truly change our lives every single day. I'll share these truths with you from Scripture and some practical tips to help you live out the Word of God. So again, I'll thank you for joining me. And let me once again say thank you, friends. Thank you for your partnership with us in ministry. As the calendar will soon turn over, if the Lord delays His coming, we are looking forward to even greater victories. So we're thankful to God first and foremost, but we're also thankful for you, dear friends, who partner with us in this ministry. May God bless you on this special Thanksgiving Day. Now, before we let the kids dive headfirst into the bowl of mashed potatoes and gravy at the Thanksgiving table, a lot of Christian families will pause to give God thanks. We thank Him for the food, we pray over it, we bless it. Some people refer to this mealtime prayer as saying grace. Is that something that you say in your household? But what if we took it a step further? Instead of just simply saying grace, we showed grace at our Thanksgiving meal. I'm not just talking about letting Uncle Ed have the first shot at the turkey and the stuffing ahead of you in line, but I'm talking about being selfless, and it is a start in the right direction. Yes, it is. But what I'm really talking about is showing grace and imitating Jesus so that others see His love through us. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What a powerful promise that is. Colossians 3:17, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Thanksgiving is to be incorporated into our daily lives, our daily activities. You know, what if you wrote down something that you're thankful for every single day? How do you think that would change your outlook? How do you think that would change the way that you view this world, that you view your life? If you sit down and write down every single day, I want to thank God today for this. He blessed me with this today. I saw the hand of God in my life, but when He did this, or when He spoke to me through His Word, when I meditated on His Word, and I spent time with Him in prayer, whatever it is, you can think of some very practical ways that you can be involved in that kind of thing. Let me close our time together today by reading a couple verses out of Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms.
Pearls in Paradise. It's a unique book of science and scripture. It offers a devotional of daily reflection for every day of the year. The Fiji government has agreed to allow 200,000 of these books to be distributed in their schools. For a minimum $55 contribution, you'll receive a copy of the book and included DVD and a tax-deductible receipt. In turn, 10 copies of the book will be distributed free of charge to students and teachers in the South Pacific. Call today and order Pearls in Paradise. 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order Pearls in Paradise at the website swrc.com. Know that your impact is going to be eternal, my friends. Pearls in Paradise. 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, we celebrate Thanksgiving with historian Bill Federer, sharing the truth behind what really happened at the first Thanksgiving. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries. We're supported by faithful friends like you. And we want to remind you each and every day that God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. To learn more, visit swrc.com.